It is on record that this is the first time that such a high-profile gathering of real estate practitioners will be witnessed in Nigeria. The development, they said, is evidence that investors are again focusing their attention on the country after exit from economic recession. In different lectures on the first day of the conference, speakers said government was important in achieving mass housing because key requirements, including access to long-term capital, infrastructure, and regulatory framework, could only be achieved with government either providing or subsidizing them. They particularly underlined the provision of primary infrastructure, especially constant power and good road, as essential in addressing housing deficits. One of the speakers, Mr. Kefri Rossin, pointed out that their plan was to make governments in the West African region to understand the importance of real estate and its huge impact on the economy and GDP if sustainably developed.
It's the first time that we're hosting it in Lagos. The global theme is to change the narrative for West African property. We want to come in here and create a platform that is going to drive growth in the real estate sector and put real estate at the forefront of the government agenda.
Rossin, who is the convener of the conference, expressed satisfaction with cooperation of governments in Nigeria, especially those of Lagos and Ogun states, whose delegations were among the first speakers. Another speaker, Mr. Deni Adeleye, argued that if there is good road network, people could live far away from their places of work and housing would not be an issue.
There's nothing stopping anybody living in Ibadan and working in Lagos. Ibadan would grow, Lagos would grow. So it's about that primary infrastructure.
Responding, the Commissioner for Housing in Lagos State, Bola Olawa, assured delegates of willingness of the state government to partner with the private sector, stating that governments in the country have already realized the essence of mass housing and the role of the private sector in achieving the objective.
Governments of Lagos and the national government understand that it is very key to inject private capital into housing. And a lot of incentives are already in place so that we can really have adequate, secured and affordable homes for more Nigerians.
He pointed out that to achieve mass housing, Lagos State Government is implementing an initiative of providing 10,000 low-cost houses in 5 years through public-private partnership. It was a consensus of delegates that wide intervention of government was key to addressing housing deficit. The use of workers' pension funds as collateral for long-term capital would go a long way. Innocent Olo for Radio Nigeria.